Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bills play-by-play man John Murphy is joining us live. We're 2 days away from the home opener. The stadium will be rocking on Sunday, Murph. We've not seen the stadium full in almost 2 years, so it really has the potential to maybe be the loudest it's ever been. You know, because of the time away and the expectations this season, could this be a factor Sunday?
Well, yeah, the noise is usually a factor, right, when there's a big crowd in the stadium in Orchard Park. It affects what the opponents can do on offense typically. I mean, you've got a Pittsburgh team with a couple of rookies starting on the offensive line, including a rookie center who's going to have a hard time, I think, getting it down and will be distracted by the noise. Absolutely, it'll be a factor. It'll be fun to have fans back there. I mean, it was missed last year. I mean, not only that, fans missed some great wins last year by the Bills in Orchard Park, and I'm just happy they get to see their team up close and personal, as it were.
I watched that video the team sent out yesterday with Steve Tasker and everyone getting ready and getting pumped up and thinking about going this Sunday, and you get so fired up, I could puke, John. I'm wondering what the players think, you know, especially those who haven't been in front of a home Bills crowd. I think about Stephon Diggs, and, you know, there's the playoff games with a few people who were allowed in, but he has yet to experience this. A lot of Bills players have. This has to be an exciting moment.
Yeah, I would think those players who've never felt that noise before will feel it tomorrow or Sunday. I hope they don't puke. I mean, the only one who puked successfully on a regular basis was a Hall of Famer, Jim Kelly, who allegedly puked before every game. So I hope their stomachs will be settled. But I'm sure there'll be excitement. And I think that part of the challenge for Sean McDermott in the next 2 days, and he's pretty good at this, will tell them, look, yeah, everybody's going to be jacked up. The place is going to be noisy. And you got to focus on your job, you know, focus on what you're supposed to do here. Don't worry about the noise or what the crowd's saying or what the crowd's feeling. I mean, it's a different atmosphere than being on the road in front of a hostile crowd, because the crowd will be behind the Bills, but they do have to kind of pay attention to details and work their best not be distracted by the crowd.
You know, that's another point. Could the noise in the crowd have the reverse effect when the Bills are on the road next week in Miami?
Yeah, although there are very few places in the NFL that match Buffalo when it comes to intensity of the crowd noise. I mean, Kansas City is one, perhaps, and there's a couple of others, but Miami certainly is not one of them. You know, it'll be a big crowd in Miami, and I think that's Miami's home opener next week. It'll be a factor, but not like it can be in Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo is at the top of the list, as far as I'm concerned, about a crowd, a noisy crowd impacting a game.
We were talking this morning, really throughout the past couple of weeks, and you have, you know, everyone making their predictions, and it seems like Tampa's popular, of course, Kansas City and Buffalo, you know, the three picks to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, for once, people are saying the Buffalo Bills, you know, are my pick to win the Super Bowl, and you don't look at them like they have 15 eyes or something like that. I mean, it is a reality, John. How does a team, especially like the Bills, who have kind of played up over the past few years, maybe a little less so last year, played up, you know, being the underdog. How does a team cope with that new expectation, or does it not matter?
I don't think it matters a ton. I mean, again, I'm back to this is Sean McDermott's job, and he's pretty good at it. You know, he'll get his team to focus on the task at hand. He won't I mean, he'll talk to them about, you know, everybody loves you now and you're a darling of the media and several people have picked you guys to win it all. Well, fine. That's good. That's fun. We're happy about that. You still have to do the work. You know, you still have to win games. You still have to play hard and practice hard all week. And McDermott, I think maybe one of his strong suits is getting the attention of his team and getting his team to focus on the important things and not get caught up in distractions like that. So I'm pretty confident they'll be able to handle it. They're aware of it. I'm sure it feels good. But, again, that doesn't mean that they don't have to do the work. They still have to do the work. They still have to practice hard and pay attention in meetings and go out on Sunday and play as smart and as hard as they can.
Alan Diggs, they set the bar so high last year. How much room is there for improvement?
It's a good question, you know, and I've heard Josh Allen's quarterback guru, Jordan Palmer, talk about how he does not see a ceiling for Josh. At least it's not apparent yet, and I find that pretty exciting. You know, if this guy, and he does every year, right? He's going into his fourth year, and he's gotten better each of the last 3 years, you know, from where he was, or the last 2 years from where he was the year before. And if he can do that again, how high can he go? How good can he be? That's a really important and exciting question. I don't know. And Diggs, you know, Diggs pretty much took over the win over Pittsburgh last December. I mean, there was nobody in the stadium, but the Bills, you know, were only up 9-7 at halftime, and Stephon Diggs had an amazing game. And he is one of the premium receivers in the league, top three at least. And he can do that. You know, he can take over a game, and he did last December and was a big factor in the Bills' win over Pittsburgh last December. So how high can they go? I don't know. It's, you know, Stephon led the league in reception yardage last year, and he had more than 100 catches. It's hard to get more than that, but he might be able to do it, especially if Josh Allen is playing the way he did and improves the way he has every year.
You know, I was saying earlier, we're going to have to make the city of Pittsburgh put up a big Buffalo statue or something if we beat them 3 years in a row in some really big, high-profile games. This year, it's the season opener, so it's a little tough to get a read on teams, but what do we think about this Steelers team we're playing Sunday? Where do they stand? It was a tale of two seasons for them last year.
Yeah, I think they're decent, you know. I mean, they won 12 games last year. They won their first 11 and then lost down the stretch four of their last five and, of course, lost badly in the playoffs, a wild card game to Cleveland. But I don't think they're ready to give it up yet. You know, they have a lot of the same players back for this year, especially Roethlisberger and a good core of receivers. They have a rookie running back, Najee Harris, who looks like he's live and ready to go, a first-round draft pick. I don't think they're bad. I think they're pretty good, actually. I think they're one of the top maybe five opponents the Bills have on their schedule this year. And, you know, they know how to win, too. They are well-coached, and they know what it takes to win in the NFL. So I'm looking for a fairly competitive game. I don't think there's going to be a cakewalk for the Bills on Sunday.
What's your key matchup that you're really looking forward to seeing on Sunday?
Yeah, I think the key might be Buffalo's defensive line against Pittsburgh's offensive line, and in particular in stopping the run. Again, there's those two rookies on the offensive line, a couple of other new faces on the Pittsburgh offensive line, and the Bills have gone to great pains during the offseason to get better on the defensive front, you know, and they have you know, if they're all healthy, they have a rotation of 8 or 9 players that they'd like to get through there. Star Lotulelei is a question mark, hasn't practiced at all this week, and the injury designation will come out later today. I'm interested in that because he's a factor in what kind of rotation they have. But if the Bills can keep their running game in check and keep, you know, a decent amount of pressure on Ben Roethlisberger, I think they'll be in really good shape in this game.
It would feel good, certainly, to beat Pittsburgh on opening day and really set things off to a knife, on a nice foot. Have to ask you before we let you go, did you see any of Tom Brady last night? Man, I mean, you talk about no ceiling for a quarterback that's seen. Jeez.
I watched the first half, and he's impressive. Doesn't seem to age. He's got a good crew. Again, they have a little bit of what the Bills have on the returning cast, both in the coaching staff and on the player roster, and that means a lot. I think it's an underrated factor in the Bills' prospects this year, how important it is to have the same cast of characters coaching, especially coordinators and quarterback coach. I think they can pick up where they left off in terms of installation of the offense and knowing what the offense is, and they can add to it. And I look for Brian Daboll to do a lot of that. Maybe as soon as Sunday we'll see some of that. But, yeah, the Bucs are impressive. That's why they're Super Bowl contenders again, maybe to repeat. But we'll see. We'll see when it works out.
All right, Murph, can't wait. We're all counting down to Sunday. Can't wait to hear you and have fun with that incredible stadium and the noise on Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll talk with you next week. That's Bills play-by-play man, John Murphy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.